FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Police in Western Province have recovered counterfeit notes amounting to 121,000 kwacha in 500 kwacha denominations from a couple in Boma Compound, Lukulu District. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga said the counterfeit notes were recovered from the home of Augustine Chilofia, 27, and his wife Anna Muyembe, 29, following a report involving a suspected fake 500 kwacha note. Mr. Hamonga said yesterday a businessman alerted police after intercepting a 12-year-old boy attempting to purchase a soft drink using the suspected counterfeit note. He said the juvenile later informed officers that he had been sent by his uncle, Augustine Chilofia. Mr. Hamonga said the boy subsequently led police to the suspect's residence, where a search uncovered counterfeit notes worth 121,000 kwacha hidden under a mattress. He said the two suspects were arrested and are currently in police custody as investigations are ongoing.
Following the report, police rushed to the scene and interviewed the juvenile aged 12, who disclosed that he had been sent by his uncle, identified as Augustine Chilofia, to buy the drink. The juvenile later led police officers to the suspect's residence, where a search was conducted. During the operation, officers recovered counterfeit notes amounting to 101,000 kwacha concealed under a mattress in the suspect's bedroom. The money was wrapped in a black plastic carrier bag, which had been placed inside another blue plastic carrier bag. The two suspects were immediately apprehended and are currently detained in police custody for the offense of being in possession of counterfeit notes.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority has refuted social media reports alleging that it has banned political campaign songs. In a statement, IBA Director General Webster Malido said the authority has no jurisdiction to ban songs in the country. However, Mr. Malido has explained that, in line with its mandate to regulate broadcasting services, the IBA provides guidance to broadcasting stations on content aired on their platforms to ensure compliance with broadcasting standards and applicable regulations. He has stated that the guidance reminds broadcasters of their responsibility to ensure that campaign songs and other political content do not promote hatred, division or hostility and do not contain inflammatory or unverified allegations. Last week, IBA cautioned Hot FM against the airing or continued broadcast of the political campaign song titled BM8 na MZ8 Rengile by artist Blaze Zambia. The National Child Rights Forum has expressed concern over an accident in Northwestern Province in which 31 pupils from Ikelengi Boarding School sustained injuries after falling from an overloaded truck. In a statement, organization coordinator Sheikh Yusuf Ayami said transporting children in unsafe and overloaded vehicles violates the Children's Codes Act 2022, which guarantees every child's right to safety and protection from neglect. He has commended the quick response of health workers and police officers who treated the pupils and impounded the truck for investigation. Mr. Ayami has stressed that accountability must follow to deter negligence and prevent recurrence of such incidents. He has warned that the country must not face another calamity like the Kawamba accident of April 2005, which claimed the lives of 45 pupils. Governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has appealed to all political players to focus on issue-based campaigns and avoid malice, hate speech and tribal remarks. Mr. Mianda said political cadres and supporters should not be allowed to engage in unruly behavior during campaigns, as such conduct has the potential to provoke violence and disrupt peaceful political activities. He has expressed concern over recent incidents of political violence witnessed during the filing of nominations, where some individuals were reportedly seen brandishing weapons such as pangas, firearms and catapults. Mr. Mianda said such incidents cast a dark shadow over the country's political landscape and should be a source of concern for all peace-loving Zambians. He has noted that Zambia has long been regarded as a beacon of peace, having successfully conducted credible, free and fair elections that have resulted in peaceful transfers of power.
The pockets of political violence that have been witnessed in the recent past during the filing in of nominations where perpetrators have reportedly been brandishing sophisticated weapons such as spangers, guns and catapults are casting a dark shadow on the country's political landscape and should therefore be a source of worry to all peace-loving Zambians. If left unchecked, the current situation may escalate, especially as campaigns intensify and people's lives may be endangered.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia says the technology sector is committed to developing intelligent systems that will enable the country's economy to operate 24 hours a day without requiring physical shops and markets to remain open. Speaking to Hot FM News, ICTA's President Dr. Clement Sinyangwe said that businesses do not necessarily need to keep physical shops open in order to operate effectively, emphasizing the need to develop technology-driven models to support a 24-hour economy and address security concerns. Dr. Sinyangwe has called on their members to develop innovations that will facilitate round-the-clock economic activity, including artificial intelligence systems, cybersecurity surveillance cameras, robotic delivery services, and other digital solutions. Zambia's 24-hour economy was officially rolled out in phases beginning April 1, 2026, following a cabinet directive issued on March 16, 2026.
What we're doing as the sector is to ensure that we create intelligent systems and models that support the 24-hour economy. I know a lot of questions come in as to whether shops has to remain open 24/7. The issue of security also is coming up. A lot of people asking. But I want to put it on record that we do not need to have physical shops open or markets, you know, operating 24/7. But rather, we need as IT people to be innovative, to come up with intelligent system and models, leveraging on technology such as artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, to ensure that we create systems that support a 24-hour economy.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
International news. Colombia is heading to the polls to choose a new president. The election is being held after months of public recrimination between current left-wing president Gustavo Petro and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump over a number of issues, including drug trafficking and American intervention in the region. Petro cannot seek re-election and has thrown his support behind Ivan Cepeda. The BBC has more.
People in Colombia go to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president. President Gustavo Petro can't seek re-election, but the vote is being seen as a key test of his policies. The Israeli military says it's expanding ground operations against Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon beyond the Litani River, which lies about 30 kilometers north of the border. They've repeated their call for everyone south of the Zahrani River to leave a further 10 kilometers into Lebanese territory. The warning comes after Israel confirmed it had taken Beaufort Castle, a medieval crusader stronghold. The U.S. military says it's carried out another deadly strike on a suspected drug trafficking boat in the eastern Pacific, killing three men as part of an expanding campaign. The attack follows a series of similar strikes over recent weeks, targeting vessels along major smuggling routes between North and South America. Japan's defense minister has rejected Chinese accusations that it's pursuing a new militarism, instead criticizing Beijing for expanding its own forces. Speaking at a regional defense summit, Shinjiro Koizumi argued it was China that should be of concern, with what he said was its huge arsenal of nuclear weapons and bombers. His comments are some of the sharpest yet from Japan.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
In sports news, clashes between football fans and police across France have led to more than 400 arrests following the victory of Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League final against Austria.